It's the heart on your sleeve, never making me wonder. It's the bone that we tie up and over and under. You're the sun and the rain, and my grass is always green.
With a kiss. Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. I'm Connor.
And I'm Lisa.
And today we're bringing you an elementary lesson called Go Easy On. Now, this is a great expression that has a few different meanings that you can use a lot. Lisa, do you use this expression as well?
All the time.
Yeah, we can use this expression. It has a few different meanings. So today we have a dialogue between Chris and Laura, and they're going to use Go Easy On a few different ways. So why don't we take a listen?
Dialogue first time.
Babe, why don't you relax? I'm making dinner tonight.
That's so sweet of you. What are you making?
Steak and pasta.
Sounds delish.
I'm making a nice black pepper sauce to go with the steak.
Please go easy on the pepper. I don't like it too peppery.
Yes, ma'am. Can you pour me some wine?
Sure, but go easy on the wine. We haven't even started eating.
Honey, relax. Can't you just go easy on me?
Dialogue, second time.
Babe, why don't you relax? I'm making dinner tonight.
That's so sweet of you. What are you making?
Steak and pasta.
Sounds delish.
I'm making a nice black pepper sauce to go with the steak.
Please go easy on the pepper. I don't like it too peppery.
Yes, ma'am. Can you pour me some wine?
Sure, but go easy on the wine. We haven't even started eating.
Honey, relax. Can't you just go easy on me?
All right, so we just heard a dialogue between Chris and Laura. And Chris starts off by saying, "Babe, why don't you relax? I'm making dinner tonight." So babe here is a common expression that we use for our romantic partner. Now, before, a lot of people used to use baby as well. However, babe is more common these days.
Yeah, for sure. When I think of baby, I think of Elvis Presley in the, like, a long time ago. But babe is a little more, it's more modern, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's casual. Please don't say this to your friends. Don't say it to somebody you don't know. Only say it to your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband or wife.
Oh, right. Exactly.
And why don't you relax? We saw this in the previous lesson, Instant Noodles. It's a suggestion. Why don't you relax?
And the reason why Chris wants Laura to relax is because he's making dinner tonight.
That's right. And it's interesting. Chris is using the present continuous form here. I'm making dinner tonight. But tonight is not right now. It's in the future. So it's interesting. We can use the present continuous for talking about the future, our future plans. Do you have an example of something, Lisa?
Yeah, for sure. I frequently say, "I'm going to the movies on Friday."
Yeah, that's right. So "I'm going to" is like now, but Friday is later. So we use this all the time. If you have plans, like 100% plans to go traveling, "I'm going to China next month." That's a totally natural sentence.
Yeah, and that's perfectly natural, as long as this is going to happen for sure.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. And you have to include that time word later, like tonight, next month. That's important. So Chris is a pretty nice guy, and Laura says, "Well, that's so sweet of you," because he's making dinner. So this expression, "sweet of you," what is that about?
So when someone says "sweet of you," they mean that it's very kind or nice of you.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and this preposition "of," it's kind of like, why do we say "of"? It just means that was really sweet. And sweet here, of course, does not mean sugar. It means kind or nice. And we can have different expressions too, like "that's so nice of you." It means like that was very nice, right?
Yeah. All right. So it's not really common to say that that was bad of you, though. However, we do say "that was rude of you" or "that was kind of you."
Yeah. So we use it for those good things and then the one opposite meaning, "rude of." That's right. So then Laura asks, "What are you making?"
So tonight, Chris is making steak and pasta.
Oh, that sounds good.
Very good.
Let's just take a look at the pronunciation and the spelling of steak. So it's not stick. It's not a short sound. There are actually two vowel sounds here. Steak, right?
Yeah, like a long sound there.
Mm-hmm, yeah, steak. And what about the spelling?
It's spelled S-T-E-A-K. So the double vowel here with E and A is your sign that it's going to be a long sound.
Mm-hmm. Steak. And I'm sure a lot of you like steak. I really like pasta.
Pasta is great. There's all types of pasta. There's Alfredo pasta. There's spaghetti.
Yeah. And you might know this as Italian noodles. And we just did a lesson called instant noodles. You should check that out. But in English, we don't say Italian noodles. There are noodles, aren't there?
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. But we don't call them noodles. We just call them pasta. Even one piece is called pasta, right?
Yep. All right, and just another note here that pasta, there's a lot of different types of pasta, such as like spaghettis or tortellini, but it all means pasta. And this is a little bit different than, let's say, Asian noodles.
That's right, yeah. So we usually, if we're talking about Asian noodles, we'll just say noodles. If we're mm-hmm. talking about Italian noodles, we'll say pasta.
Well, steak and pasta, that sounds delish.
That's right. That's what Laura says here. So delish, maybe you can understand what she's saying. It's delicious. And delicious is a really long word. In fact, I don't even say that word delicious very much. It's too long. So there's a slang word we can use here, and that's delish.
All right, and delish is spelled D-E-L-I-S-H, and this is just the short form of delicious.
That's right. It's interesting, the sh sound in delicious is spelled C-I, but we change it to S-H, like you said, and that's because it just makes sense. So you can say this, like you said, it's casual, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So you can say this to your friends, but I mean, be careful saying it to your boss. Unless your boss and you are very close.
Yeah, you'd probably say delicious for your boss.
That's right, yeah. Or you can even just say, that sounds good. So to make this so delish, Chris is making a nice black pepper sauce to go with the steak. So again, here he uses the present continuous, talking about future. And he's making a black pepper sauce. Now, quick note here, he says nice. This doesn't mean kind. It just means good or tasty or delish.
So I'm sure you guys know what this means. It's a sauce that goes with the steak. So go with here actually means to match or to taste good with something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like, for example, I personally, I like chicken and beer. I think beer goes with chicken. They match well, even though it's not the most healthy thing.
No, not at all. But also burgers go well with fries, or they go with fries.
Yeah, yeah. If you ever order a burger, they always come with fries when you get it. So because they go well, they go with fries.
And we can also use go with for things like colors and clothes. So for example, I might say that shirt goes with that hat.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. And you have to be careful when you're putting on or matching your clothes. Always wear clothes that go with each other.
That's right. And next up here, Laura says, please go easy on the pepper. I don't like it too peppery. And so here we have our main phrase, go easy on.
That's right. So this is that phrase we talked about before. Go easy on the pepper. So pepper, easy, what? Basically, this just means don't use too much, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we, oh, sorry. Go okay. ahead. Yeah.
And we can use it in a lot of different situations. Here she's using it for pepper, but we could also use it for, let's say, example, go easy on the wine or go easy on the ice.
That's right. If you don't like ice in your drink, like, for example, my mom and my dad, they never want ice in their drink. They say no ice, please. But if you wanted just a little bit of ice, you can say this, go easy on the ice or even just easy on the ice, right?
Yeah, exactly. You don't need the go, but the on is very important.
Mm-hmm, right. And what about this word peppery?
So peppery just means that it has a kind of strong pepper taste, mm-hmm. and it's the adjective version of pepper.
That's right. And you can use this Y, this E ending, in lots of words to make it an adjective. Like the one you probably know very well is salty.
Yeah. In addition to that, we also have sugary and buttery.
Ooh, now buttery I like because butter makes everything better.
Especially buttery popcorn.
Yeah. You know, you can even add a Y like this to a noun to make your own word. Like, for example, I love cinnamon buns, but sometimes they can be too cinnamony. And that's not a real word, but I just made it.
But peppery here is a real word, whereas cinnamony is more like slang.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. So back to the dialogue here. Chris says something very interesting to Laura. He says, "Yes, ma'am."
Yeah. So "yes, ma'am" here is a little bit of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of shows that Laura here is actually the boss and Chris is following her orders.
That's right, because Laura is saying all these things, do this, do this, do this. And he's like, whoa, whoa, you're my boss. This word, ma'am, and it's kind of a long sound, isn't it? Like, it's not just ma'am.
No, it's a little bit longer than that. So it's more like ma'am.
Yeah, yeah, longer. And it comes from a really old word, madame. And we take out the D, madame. And it's pretty old, and we still use it today sometimes when, like, it's your boss or in a very formal situation.
That's right. However, for everyday things, you would probably just say thank you or use the person's name.
That's right. Yeah. So don't say this to your friend. You can say this if you're an employee talking to customers. You can say this if you're talking to a police officer, only in those really formal situations. So he's saying this, yeah, like you said, as a joke. He's teasing her because she's giving him all these orders.
All right. Chris says, yes, ma'am. And can you pour me some wine? So pour here. We actually use this when we are putting some liquid. And I could say, could you pour me some coffee? Or could you pour me some water?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Like this morning, I made coffee and my roommate asked, could you pour me some coffee? Because we had some. You can use this for any kind of like juice or water when you're pouring it into a container. You could also say it when it's raining, like today, right? It was raining this morning.
Exactly. It was pouring out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pouring rain, kind of like you're pouring water on us.
All right, and here we have that phrase again, go easy on the wine. And Laura's saying this because she says that we haven't even started eating yet. So here she's just suggesting that before they start eating, they shouldn't drink too much.
That's right, exactly. This is kind of my problem. When I start cooking a meal, I want to pour a glass of wine. And then before I've even started eating, I'm already finished one glass of wine. So I, you know, sometimes I have to go easy on the wine as well.
All right. And this phrase is really commonly used with alcohol. So go easy on the wine, go easy on the beer. And it just means don't drink too much or don't drink too quickly.
That's right. Yeah, the first go easy on was more for like ordering at a restaurant. This one's more like kind of an activity almost. Like I use this one a lot if I'm going to have some beer or some drinks, but I'm working or I have to work the next day. So I should say, oh, guys, I got to go easy on the beer tonight because I have to work early in the morning.
That's right. And that takes us to the end of our dialogue when Chris says, honey, relax. Can't you just go easy on me?
Yeah, that's right. So this is our third use of go easy on. And this one is quite different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because it's not like you're going easy on food or anything like this. You're going easy on a person.
Yeah, a person. I mean, you don't eat a person. So.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, that's right. So this is the third time we've seen go easy on. And this one has kind of a totally different meaning, doesn't it?
Exactly, because you're going easy on a person, not going easy on food or wine.
That's right, yeah. And in this case, it just means to treat somebody kindly, right?
Exactly. And it means like, don't be too strict or too harsh. Mm-hmm. So for example, you could go easy on your friend they're having a hard time.
Yeah, that's interesting. You said be hard on. So yeah, you can use this go easy on, just be nice to and be hard on. So you can use this to like for a boss, if your boss is too hard on an employee, like a couple, like a wife and a husband, it's like, you know, go easy on her. It's like it wasn't on purpose.
And this is also really common for a parent and child. So, for example, sometimes the parent needs to go easy on the child, especially when the child is trying their hardest to do well on their exams.
Exactly, yeah. So why don't we take a listen to that dialogue one more time?
Dialogue first time.
Babe, why don't you relax? I'm making dinner tonight.
That's so sweet of you. What are you making?
Steak and pasta.
Sounds delish.
I'm making a nice black pepper sauce to go with the steak.
Please go easy on the pepper. I don't like it too peppery.
Yes, ma'am. Can you pour me some wine?
Sure, but go easy on the wine. We haven't even started eating.
Honey, relax. Can't you just go easy on me?
Dialogue, second time.
Babe, why don't you relax? I'm making dinner tonight.
That's so sweet of you. What are you making?
Steak and pasta.
Sounds delish.
I'm making a nice black pepper sauce to go with the steak.
Please go easy on the pepper. I don't like it too peppery.
Yes, ma'am. Can you pour me some wine?
Sure, but go easy on the wine. We haven't even started eating.
Honey, relax. Can't you just go easy on me? Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between Chris and Laura one more time. And so we've learned a really useful phrase today, go easy on. You can use it in all kinds of situations, like when you're ordering at a restaurant and you don't want too much of something, or when you're out drinking with your friends and you don't want to drink too much. Or in relationships, too, like when you want to be kind to somebody after they did something bad, maybe.
All right. And just to let you guys know, this is my second recording here at Open Language. So if you guys could, go easy on me.
Oh, you guys are so nice. I'm sure you guys will go easy on her. So as always, we look forward to your comments and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Ooh, you make me happy. You at the end of the phone line, a tickle in my toes just to know that you're on mine like a nice